Anti-Trumpers plan massive nationwide protest against the president Easter weekend. By Hannah Knudsen on April 18, 2025. Anti-Trumpers are planning a massive, nationwide protest against President Donald Trump as part of actions from the 50,501 movement over Easter weekend. The 50,501 movement works under the phrase, 50 protests. 50 states. One movement and describes itself as a group fighting to uphold the Constitution and end executive overreach. The organization's next day of action falls on Saturday, April 19, the day before Easter Sunday. We are trying to protect our democracy against the rise of authoritarianism under the Trump administration. Hunter Dunn, a spokesperson for the group, said according to the Washington Post. They claim that their group is not partisan in nature, asserting that Democrats, independents, and Republicans alike are participants in the protests. Previewing the nationwide protests on social media last week, 50,501 claimed to have mobilized over 3 million people. This movement has entered the next chapter. The people will mobilize again, and again, until we make a difference. It only takes 3.5% of the population in a sustained resistance in order to make a difference, they claimed, previewing their April 19 protests. Notably, the organization's Instagram page has a fresh post shared by Political Revolution devoted to Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the illegal immigrant, accused MS-13 gang member, and alleged wife beater, deported to his native El Salvador by the Trump administration. That aligns them with the likes of Senator Chris Van Hollen, DMD, who traveled to the country to meet with the illegal immigrant and plead for his return to the U.S., despite reported ties to MS-13 and court filings from his wife detailing his history of abuse. The organization's post says Abrego Garcia is a man who has been in the U.S. for 14 years after escaping gang threats against his family in El Salvador. He is a father to three children, a sheet metal worker, and is protected by a withholding of removal. There was and is never any reason to deport him to El Salvador, an action that ignores this status. President Donald Trump on Friday reminded the establishment media that Garcia is an illegal alien, MS-13 gang member, and foreign terrorist. This comes out of the State Department. When Garcia was originally arrested, he was wearing a sweatshirt with rolls of money pouring out and an MS-13 gang symbol, he said, noting that Garcia was driving with two other known violent MS-13 gang members, two of the most violent members that we know of in the MS-13 gang of thugs. In 2022, Garcia was stopped and was found to be transporting seven people from Texas to Maryland, and he had no driver's license. He was driving violently, Trump continued. In 2020 and 2021, Garcia's wife filed for a protective order from him and said he was violent and abusive and really scary, including allegations that he punched and scratched her on the eye, left her bleeding after throwing her laptop on the floor at her, ripped her shirt and ripped off her shorts. He then grabbed her arm, leaving very severe marks. Garcia's wife also wrote in court, "At this point, I am afraid to be close to him. I just don't want to be close. I have multiple photos and videos how violent he can be and all of the bruises that he's left on me." She just didn't want to, couldn't get anywhere near, Trump said, noting how insane it is that this is the man Democrats and 50,501, clearly, are wanting to fly back to the United States. Given their social media posts, Garcia's deportation stands as one of the topics that 50,501 protesters will be standing against on their DIP action. The events will take place in major cities and more across the country, with one protest being planned outside of Vice President J.D. Vance's residence on the grounds of the U.S. Naval Observatory.